Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are holding today on Daf Yud Zayin, but we're still on Tet Zayin Amud Beis at the Halakha Mishnah. Ma bein tam lemu'ad, ela shehatam mishalem chatzi nezek begufo, umu'ad mishalem nezek shalem min ha'aliyah. So what is the difference between tam and mu'ad? The difference is in two things. First of all, tam is only mishalem chatzi nezek, whereas mu'ad mishalem nezek shalem. Furthermore, tam is only mishalim, the chatzinezek migufa. So the upper value of the damage is limited by the value of the shor that did the damage. Mashenkin, the mu'ad is mishalim min aliyah. So it takes from your bank account. So mu'ad mishalim, nezek shalim, min ha'aliyah. What is the meaning of that word, min ha'aliyah? Omar Rabbi Elazar, the word aliyah means the elite, from the best. Interesting, elite, aliyah. So it means because basically the Torah is magdir. If you're going to pay property, you're going to pay meitav, and everything else is meitav. So you're always playing from the best. V'cheinu omer, we find this lashon of aliyah in the story of the death of Chizkiyah. So there it says, v'yishkav yechizkiyah im avotav, v'yigburuhu b'ma'alei kivrei b'nei David. What's prat b'ma'alei? Kivrei b'nei David, Rebbe Lozer explains over there. Remember, Rebbe Lozer, b'ma'alei means it's a mi'ulim sheve mishpacha. When it comes to a kever, the nature of the min ha'aliyah is that it should be in the area where the most choshev of the malachim were buried, and that means it's a reference indeed, maniu, to David and Shlomo, so that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was covered in the aliyah. We also find a lashon which is a little different by Asa. Over there it says, Vayikiburu bikivrotav asher karalo b'ir David, Vayashkiveu b'mishkav asher milei b'samim uznim rukachim. So once we're already talking about the kivrei hamilachim, what exactly would be the meaning of Asa's being buried in a kever that was full of b'samim and zanim? What is zanim? So what is that? Says Rabbi Elazar over there that the lashon of zanim is a lashon of azini zini, which means different types. So that it wasn't just plain besamim, but it was all types of borei minei besamim. It was all different types of besamim. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni omer, it means a lashon of zenut besamim shekol ameiriach behem bali de zima. We know that there's a deep connection between smell, obviously, all perfume industry. But in a much deeper way, of course, in nature, the whole purpose, really, of the structures of pheromones is all part of the reproductive process, so that the things are attracted, organisms are attracted to one another sexually through smell, even when we don't realize it. Which is an amazing thing, because you find over the lashon of zan for znut becomes min, which in modern Hebrew becomes sex. There's no word for sex in lashon HaKodesh. The concept of the word sex doesn't have any meaning. Mean means, like now they change the word what sex to what gender, which doesn't make any sense, because gender, of course, is a grammatical term. But in Hebrew, that concept of sex never took, there's no such thing. It's a modern invention anyway. So there's only the fact of gender differences, in other words. So zine, zine, we understand that the nature, this is a fascinating thing, because it occurs all the way back in Ma'aseh Bereishis, l'minehem. That's the first thing that Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's the Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav, first thing that Ma'aseh Bereishis discovers for itself is that the Dishayim were yotzei l'minehem, which means, interestingly enough, the protection of differences, right? Which is a pillar. Because if you think about it in biological terms, it is so unbelievable that the chiddush, really, of sexual reproduction is the maintenance of differences rather than just the opposite. You would have thought that on the opposite, sexual reproduction is mixing. But before you get to a point in biology of sexual reproduction, there's just the undifferentiated mixing of genes within a medium. So all things basically enter in. There's any molecule that could reproduce itself could join up, really, in the end, so that humans have today in their cells mitochondria and other basically separate organisms that simply became part of the development of life in general. The incredible chiddush, as of course we know here from our authority on the DNA of Kayanim, the incredible chiddush of sexual reproduction is that it provides for the maintenance of uniqueness in the molecules. So it protects against mixing that isn't part of its own structure. That's an unbelievable thing. So that zani in besamim. I mean, it's amazing that this should show up in the Gemara. I mean, absolutely amazing. Zani becomes related to the concept of minim, which is differences, which becomes related to znus, which is min, in the end, because it all goes back to the discovery of that type of reproduction. Mam shapella. Less midi de lora nizi biaraita. Unbelievable. So the Gemara takes this for granted. It's what we call zine, it's maybe the day's news. Half of the fellow.
What is the point of the burial in this context then? Why this stress?
Well, for a melech, it's a tremendous sense of chashivus. He includes in his death all of the various elements of Yisrael, all the different types. It's chashivus of Besson. Ki karu shucha lelachdeni. Here's another pirish of Rabbi Elazar. We're putting together the different pirushim of Rabbi Elazar about language that is used in a way that appears to be multi-level. We don't quite understand what's going on. It's fascinating that this is where the Gemara should choose to put in these sugyas, because as we pointed out, the whole issue of these mishnayos and the closing of the parak, and to an extent from the beginning even, through the entire first parak of Arba Aves, is the use of language that has various levels of meaning that are not common, or chooses words that are not commonly understood. So here too we find that Yirmiyahu HaNavi talks about his enemies, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see that this is a beautiful drush, it comes all the way around 360 degrees, back to the beginning to discuss the Arba Aves Hazikin again. So he says there, because ki karu shuchal lachdeni upachim tamnu liraglai, so that my enemies, says Yirmiyahu, they dug basically a pit to trap me, and they hid their pach to my regel. What is this talking about? So Rabbi Elazar says they spread around rumors that he was sleeping with zonis, shechashdu mizona. And we'll see where the Lashon is, Mash. But Bishwur Bar Nachmeni Omer says, Chashdu Miyeshatish. So Bishloim Elaman Yom Shachashdu Mizona, because we find the Lashon of Shucha, Kikaru Shucha, which is interesting. Here we have Regal, we have Bor. Shucha is a type of Bor. So why use the Lashon of Shucha? Because Shlomo HaMelech uses the Lashon of Shucha in reference to a whore. So Kishucha Amuka Zona. That is a deep pit. So if he's saying that they were Kara Shucha, it has to do with making him Choshron Znus. And he was a Kohen. So since he was a Kohen, and a Zona is also to a Kohen, so this was a dramatic taina. But according to the Madiyomer, Choshdu mi Eshetish, why do we say Shucha? Shucha is not a reference particularly to Eshetish anywhere. It's a reference to a Zona. My Shucha. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? So because she's married, she's not a whore. I don't understand. So she's a married whore. It's basically, if you're talking about a woman who's going to be now mizana with Yirmiyahu, so she minafka michlal zona. So she's also a zona. So we're not stressing the eshetish chelik in the shulcha, but we'll see where we did get to eshetish in a moment. So bishleim leman yomer shachashdu mi eshetish. If we say that the rumors that they spread about him were rumors about eshetish, so then that would explain haino dechtiv. Why does Yirmiyahu say? V'ata Hashem yadata et kol atzatam alai lamavet. You know all of the things that they've been saying about me to death. So it's to death because they're saying that he's roi to the chiyug misa. He's a guy who goes around sleeping with married women. El lamad yomer shechashdu mizona. Why do we call the zona lamavet? Where's the lamavet? No, that means that they literally, physically, not just they spread rumors about him, they physically attacked him. Sheishlichu lebertit. That was the maisa that they actually threw him down into a dungeon. Dorash Rava, Maidechtiv, when Yirmiyahu is mitpalel takadosh baruch hu, not to forgive them. And furthermore, after saying, Al techaper al avonam, and so on, he says, V'yiyu mukshalim lefanecha be'et apchase. What is added with the vayum mukshalim? I mean, if lebaisa kadosh baruch hu is not going to forgive them, so obviously there'll be mukshal be'es apecha. What he's saying is, Omar Yirmiyahu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam, afilu b'sha'a she'osim tzedakah, even if they are doing mitzvahs, see to it that hachshilein b'vnei adam she'inan muhuganim, see to it that the tzedakah goes to the wrong places. Kedei shelo yekablu aleihem sachar. So we find people give away lots of money, you know, to sport teams, goyish hospitals, whatever. No. So the guy Nebuch, he had all of this money. He could have built Klal Yisrael, and he could have built Tehran, but he wasn't Zeicher. So let them find the wrong locations for their tzedakah, that they shouldn't have any sachar that should be aimed for them, the yomdin. V'chavod asulo bimoto. Then, for once, we're talking about Chizkiyo's death. So it says over here, they did kavod in his death. What was that kavod? Melamecho shivu yeshiva al kivro. They had people sitting and learning on his kever that were being Isaac Batera in his chus. And how many days was this? Pligi bar Rabbi Natan v'Rabbanan. Chad omar shelosha, v'chad omar shiv'a, and some say v'amri la shelosim. Toner Rabban and the Braita said, v'kavod kavod asulo b'moto refers to Chizkiyo melech Yehuda. And the gematria of lo is 36. So that means, yatsu lefanav shloshim v'shisha elef chalutzei katef. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. This means that they had 36,000 people that came out that were in such avelas over the loss of Chizkiyo that they had tore their clothing to the point where they had uncovered, that's the original din of it, there's a chiyuv to tear, to be megala the shoulders, that the beggar should no longer cover the shoulders. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Omalei Rabbi Nechemia, what is that? I mean, that doesn't mean anything. That's just an external show. I mean, halol if they achav us, okay. That's the type of thing. It says they made a hesped gadol, that we have the Gemara Megillah, kimispar habad rimon ben tav rimon, and so on. So what are you saying, that that's a big deal? So you have people going out, Achav also had people that, you know, were very loyal to Achav. That shows something about his godless. I mean, Achav already, we're going to say now, was a big gadol b'tera, was shem ha'kol. I mean, what's the big deal? So he did the Chizkiyo, a big hesped do. Doesn't prove anything. What was the covet? You want to talk about covet? Covet isn't measured by the number of people who are going out with torn clothes. Covet is measured by Torah. So it means she nichu sefer Torah al mitato. They took a sefer Torah and put it on his actual coffin. Ve'omru kiyem zeh mashakatuv b'zeh. They announced this person, Chizkiyo HaMelech, was mekayim what is written in the sefer Torah. Says, I mean, nowadays they do that too. But even Ami Avdinanachi, I mean, nowadays they break God a sefer Torah when an Adam Godel is nifter. They bring out a sefer Torah. So, I mean, that's the whole godless of Chizkiyo, that it's not different than what we do here in Bavel. No, nowadays, afuki mafkina, they may take out a Sefer Torah as a sign of COVID, but anuchi lo manachina, they don't put the Sefer Torah down on the mita of the mace, or maybe there are places where they do, ibaitema anuchi nami manachina, but kiem lo amrina, they certainly are not going to say, kiem zem ashekatuv bezem, that's already what right you have to say, was, you know he was b'kayim, everything in the Sefer Torah, so even if he's an Adam Gadol, we wouldn't say such a thing. Omer Rabba Bar Barchana, actually, Avi Azlina Ba'adei the Rabbi Yochanan, L'mishal Shemaitete, I used to follow around Rabbi Yochanan to be able to ask him things, and I one day I asked him, L'gabi, this sugya, of taking out a Sefer Torah. But meanwhile, you should know that he was very makbid when he would talk to me. So if I was walking along with him, ki Avi Ayel Beit Akise, if he ever needed to relieve himself, V'avi Be'ina Min Amilta, and there was something, there was an issue that I had asked, Loposhiton, he wouldn't talk to me. Ad the mashiyah, they umanach tefillin mavarech. First, he washed his hands, put back on his tefillin. Then he was mavarech, asher yatsa. And then, vada amala, then he would get back to talking to me. And what he said was about this issue, by the way, was actually, nowadays we do say, kiyem. A few kiyem, amrina. There's times when for an adam gadol will be meniach a sefer Torah, we'll say kiyem. But what we will not say is that limate. We won't say this person was limate everything that's written here. So it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're ready to say that he was Mekayim, I mean, Amar Gada Lima Chetayra Mevia, Gada Talmud, it should say, is Mevia Lede Maisa. So, I mean, if you're already ready to say Kiyem, so you're saying something greater already than limate. So, why are you saying we will say Kiyem, won't call limate? No, Lakasha. Alimigmar alag mure limate. We say that he taught what is written here. That if somebody learned numela, he learned. So it was makayim enochinami. So kiyam is the saying he learned and was makayim. Obviously, without the learning, he couldn't have been makayim. He thinks he's makayim. He doesn't know what it's about. But here, what we don't say is that he taught what is written in the Torah.
This is the skill
This was Chizkiyo. This is his big thing. But kumidan v'ad b'sheva. Om Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. May dechtiv ashrechem zorei akomayim. Tosu says it. Om Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. May dechtiv ashrechem zorei akomayim. Mishalchei regel ashor v'achamor. Remember that before we brought a raya, the Talashon of Vishilach is regel. But we've been seeing all along over here that there are various levels of Ramazim in things that are mazikim, that they're more than just mazikim. They have to do with the nature of Ra and so on. And if they have to do with the nature of Ra, then they obviously also have to do with the nature of Tov. So it has to do with the way that the world ends up embodying these things. So here we're saying, happy those who plant on water that comes from all over. They are the ones who send out the feet of the shor and the chamor. Now that's, how does that relate to the whole sugya that we said that this is niske, regel, and so on? This actually is getting back to the beginning of this whole sugya. That kol ha'isek b'teiro b'gmilut chasadim. You're talking about kol mayim. Mayim could be a nezek. That's true. We asked before, maybe we should call v'shilach mayim. That was good for one of the kashas. So we had to answer. It's included in bor. It's included in eish. But lamaisa mayim is also a remes of kol ha'isek b'torah b'gmilut chasadim. It's also teres merames mayim. Gmilut chasadim is always mayim. So such a person is a regal, a shor v'chamor. Who's the shor v'chamor? The shor obviously is Yosef. He's always compared to a shor. The chamor, we know who the chamor is. That's Yisachar chamor gorah. So why would the Torah relate Torah and Gemilas Chasodim to Yosef and Yisachar? That's a fascinating pasuk. It's telling me that if somebody who's Isaac in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim is zochel l'nachalat shnei shvatim, he is zochel to the nachala of these two shvatim, Yosef and Yisachar. Shenemar ashrechem zorei. Now zorei is always a reference to tzedakah. Somebody who gives tzedakah because ein zri'ah ela tzedakah. Plant, because when you're planting, you never know what the impact is going to be, right? So you're planting, you give a little bit of money to this, you give a little bit of money to this, okay, what are you going to say? You change the whole world. But the fact is, whenever a person plants, it's always changing the whole world, because the impact of that planting and the ripple effect of what it is that that person did now goes through all of history. So it's a zriya. So you're zorea tzedakah. When you're kotzer, what it is that you planted. So your kotzer lefi chesed, according to the amount of chesed that was involved in that tzedakah, that's what it is that you're going to get out of it in the end. So that's the zriya, and the mayim refers to Torah. Shenemar hoy kotzer ve'eluchu l'mayim. So then we find already in the pasuk itself a reference to what it's referring to. And it's zochet to the nachal of shnei shvatim. What elements of the nachal of shnei shvatim? Well, Yosef, we know, was zochel lekila. He was zocha basically to be motze chen, apiryon damte. The idea that a person walks around as if he's surrounded by a chuppah in which everybody sees his greatness. As it says, ben porat Yosef benot sa'ada leishur, so that the girls would climb the walls to look at him. So he was a bel chen. And he's zocha lenachala like Yisachar, dechtiv Yisachar chamor gorem. So that means that Yisachar, that we're calling now, Chamor, but the chamor over here, as the Targum goes, is chamor gorem means that he is very rich. So he was capable of sitting and learning. It's true that obviously Zvulun was involved in that. But Lamaisa, he was well endowed. Well endowed means having a lot of money. So that means that he was capable of sitting and creating the Limud Torah and the Bina, and we'll talk about later. Others say the elements of it, these two Shvatim that we're referring to, Itamri is that oivav noflim lefanav ki Yosef, dechtiv b'hem amim yinagach yachdav avseyaret. So the element of Yosef indeed relates back to Shor and Karen of Shor, specifically. So the Karen of Shor is b'hem amim yinagach. That was good for the raya that we brought before about Karen. So the whole beginning of the parak now is reviewed in the end of the parak from a completely different point of view. So now those koronais become ashrei, happy as the person has those koronais, the keach of teva, of that power, that he uses it to destroy his oivim, and it goes across the earth. And he zocha lebina ki Yisachar, the thief will be bnei Yisachar, yode'ei bina li'itim, The reason that we talk about the Chamor is because the Yisachar element of the Chamor is the Yodea Bina, that he knows Ladat Maya Se Yisrael, so that he's able to see things within context and resolve, coming now to the solutions that are required for Maya Se Yisrael. Maya Se Yisrael, Hadron Alach Arba Avot. So we closed in the last Mishnah of the previous parak with the words "Haregel mu'edet lishaber b'derech ilucha." Ketzad haregel mu'edet lishaber b'derech ilucha. This Tosfos reads it, which is very nice. There are others who read Ketzad haregel mu'edet and it answers the shaber b'derech ilucha, but that misses the whole connection to the previous parak. So Ketzad haregel mu'edet lishaber b'derech ilucha. What do we mean? And this whole parak goes through Ketzad. So we said, take that Mishnah, now go through each piece. Ketzad shor mazik reshut hanizik, which we asked about yesterday. Ketzad haregel mu'edet, it's fine. So when we say regel is mu'edet l'shaber b'derech hilucha, how is that? The Gemara answers a ridiculous answer. The Mishnah answers a ridiculous answer. Well, habehema mu'edet l'halech kedarkam. It's the same thing. What's the difference between a regel and a behema? I mean, obviously the regel meant the regel of the behema. So you're not answering very much. You say ketzad haregel mu'edet and you add behema mu'edet. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is. So habeima mu'edet la'alech kedarka u'leshaber. So it will go now b'derech hilucha, breaking things as it walks, but you'll be chayev for that. Haytami va'etet. Suppose it was kicking. If it was kicking, then already we're talking about keren, because be'itah is keren. It's not the norm for regel that it should kick. The norm for regel is that it should walk. So if it was kicking, then already it's it becomes now a shinui. And a shinui, you only pay chatzi nezek. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro. Oh, or an alternative. We're also only going to pay chatzi nezek. Hayud tziro rot menatzin mitachat ragleha. It's walking along, but there's a lot of pebbles on the road. And the energy of its foot is conveyed to the pebbles. Now the pebble goes, v'shavrata kelim, and it hits some valuable kli, breaks the glass. It's mishalem chatzinezek, because that's chatzinezek tzorot. So we have two possible ways in which we could have chatzinezek. Either the chatzinezek because of a shinui, or the chatzinezek because of tzorot. Obviously this leads you to wonder whether haita miva'etet. If the Miva'etet would create Tzorot, then what? Because otherwise, what's Miva'etet doing here? But if Miva'etet would create Tzorot, would you have Chatzinezek of Chatzinezek? In other words, if you have a Shinui, plus it's only Peah, so maybe you would only pay Revanezek. Why is the Mishnah putting the two together? Other issues that this forces you to confront. Is it there's two different Rishuyas? If it's Keren, that would be true even Rishus Arab. If it's regal, then it's only Bershan Izek. So then you think, but wait a minute. What about if it was walking indeed, Bershus Arabim, but it did the damage of Rishus on Izek because now the pebbles went into the other Rishus, or vice versa? What would be the halacha over there? Like Gabi the dinim of regal of Chatzin Ezek Tzoros. Weird. All kinds of things that a Mishnah makes you think about. So, maybe it's even better in your dreams. Because then you can see all types of interconnections you never would have thought of. Maybe that explains why Richard does so much of it. So you got any other... I understand. You got any other remorse? You're Rezocha to Bina. Bina is a function of dreams. That's what Paro says to Yosef. Ein navon v'chacham kamocha. So he was Rezocha to Bina ki Yisachar. So you got any other issues that maybe in the mission you thought of that you want to share? It's the one. Okay, so in these two cases, we be shalom chatzinez. Darsa ala kli, how about if it's walking along and it steps on a glass, the glass breaks and actually shatters. A piece of glass that shatters from this glass goes, hits another kli and breaks it. So now what? So now ala rishon, so this shever is not ala kli, v'shavro, so ala rishon are the one that it actually stepped on directly. Mishalom nezik shalom, because that's regal. Allah Acharon, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, because that's Tzoros. So the same act, you could pay partially Nezek Shalom, partially Chatzin Nezek. Now, of course, How about birds? I mean, they don't walk usually. They usually fly. So if a bird flies by and hits something with its wing, is that also regel? A wing as a regel. How about the wind of the wing as a tsroros of the regel? I mean, once we're into abstractions, we might as well go all the way. That polka looks very, very much like a front leg, doesn't it? Yeah. Or is it a real rear leg? Maybe it's the flegel that looks like the front leg. Yeah. Okay, so in these cases, what about a tarnagol that was hopping around instead of flying about? So tarnagolim are indeed muadim lalech kedarkan l'shaber. But, haya delil kashur baraglav, you have some string that's attached now that got entangled in its feet. Or it's jumping up and down and now hits something which then goes and hits something else. All of that is considered to be tsrora. So in other words, even though the string is attached to its leg, so you'd say, well, maybe then it's a direct extension. No, it's also tsrora. In this case, it's mishalim chatzinezek, which of course leads you to the question of, wait a minute, who got that string on its leg? Who owns the string? How about the case that we had of a boar that's bishalech baragli adam ubehema? Why doesn't that involve us in the question of boar instead of chatzinezek tsroros? Remember, we had a case of a boar that's bishalech. All issues that in your dreams you think about the day that the Gemara will consider. So, says the Gemara, Amar Ravina l'Rav. This is a weird Mishnah. You say, Ketzer harega mu'edes l'shaber b'derech hilucha. And then you give this great example of a behema mu'edes. I mean, it's the same exact thing, I understand. What, you're saying the same words, except you use the word regal in one place, behema in the other place. What is a regal if not a behema, for God's sake? Heinu regal, heinu behema. Omar le, you're right, but the regal is the av, correct? Now, we said a behema mu'edet, we said before, the animal is not referring to its leg. The animal could be referring to bumping with its body, knocking something with the bell around its neck. Those were all of the toldos. So tana avot, ukatani toladot. So it's two. One is indeed the regel. That's the simon that we have, the model for this entire type of damage, which is derech hilucha. And then you say, whatever it is on the behemoth that causes that damage, which was the whole list of things that we had, that the begufa, bisara, bishliv shaleh, all of those cases, those are the toladot that are merubes in the behemoth. So, Ravina says to Rava, so what are you going to do about the next piece of the Mishnah, which we'll have a little later, where it says, Seifa diktani hashen mu'edet lechol et ara'uila. And there it says the same thing, habehema mu'edet, to eat vegetables. I mean, I understand. What are you going to say? Where's the toldot over there? There's no toldot over there. My avot, my toldot ika. So Rava said, okay, look, man, I answered one. Now it's your turn, huh? What are you asking me? I got to give you all the answers. So he answered him with a laugh. He said, look, I answered one. Now it's your turn. You tell me the pshat and the shame one. Okay, says Gemara, well, yeah, but that's a nice joke, but time am I. What indeed is the explanation? The difference is, when you talked about the shein, and then you said abeima, one indeed is referring to a shein of a chaya. And we had that curious thing at the end of the last parak yesterday. We had the whole discussion about a lion. What would be considered to be urche when it comes to a lion walking down the street? A very cultured lion, of course, wouldn't just go and eat anything. So there is such a thing as a shein of chaya. So the Mishnah is Merames the Chaya, even though the Pashtus and the Posuk is not referring to a Chaya. Salkatait Ramina, indeed I would have said, what's the whole Mekor over there of Shein? It says, Vishilachat Bi'iro, Ubi'er B'steyacher. What a weird word. So Bi'iro means his grazing unit. So it sounds like a lawnmower is coming in and cutting down all your field. But that's not a lion. Did you ever see Richie sitting there at a lion hearted eating grass? No way.
Did you know that lions sleep 20 hours a day?
Well, that explains everything. There we go.
But when they're up, they're really up.
And they don't do the dishes.
Exactly. Except when they're eating. So if the time they're eating is 4 hours, what are those 4 hours?
Yeah. Those 4 hours are during Daf Yomi, clearly. All right. So now, how do you know that that B.E.R.O., in fact, doesn't mean B.E.R.O. Maybe it means a lawnmower agency, such as a sheep, a cow. I mean, where does it come to glutolite? So I might have thought, indeed, v'shilachet B.E.R.O. be'ma in chayalo kamash malan, that in general, we know we have a rule, that ha'chaya b'chlal be'ma, because the Torah tells us, zot ha'be'ma asher tochlu, ayot tzvi v'yachmur. Those are not be'ma, those are chayot. Well, we have the same thing by Har Sinai. Lots of indications that we include other life forms under the general rule of Behemah. So, I mean, if that's the case, shouldn't you have started with the Behemah? Why do you start with the Chaya? You're telling me the Shein is the Chaya, but the Shein of the Pasuk is not the Chaya. So then, so what we have over here now, Regel, you're saying, we have the regel, which is a behemah, then we have a regel, which is tolda. When it comes to shein, you're telling me we have a shein of a chaya, and then we have a shein of a behemah mu'edet. So why not start that way? No, because hadi telemidresh chavivalei. Well, we want to learn out of a drasha. We always have a klal. Whatever something means, something obvious, it's a big deal. But when it means something not obvious, I'm excited. I want to tell you about it. So that comes first. Wait a minute. So then by regel, you say the same thing? You should say Habeima, and then, the regal, because one is talking about the goof, one is talking about the pash, this is the regal, you should have done that backwards also. So, litne aida lo ketiva beresh. Oh, man, what kind of question is that? Achiyashta, when it comes to the case of the shein, we're not talking about toldos. It's all ovos. We have ovos that are begetter shein of chaya. We have ovos that are begetter shein of behema. So over there, I can say, achdi salem idrosha, chavivale, because yidividi or avot. But what are you telling me? In the case of Rega, what? Shavik Av, I should let go of the Av. That's the model. I mean, it's all the Kates out of Ehima Moedas. It's ridiculous. I mean, obviously, I'm going to refer to the Av, and then I'll explain the Tolada. Can't do that backwards. Ibaidema, or I can tell you the truth is, I mean, the end of the last Mishnah is talking about Rega. So, Ide, the Solik Mi Rega, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, the last thing that we did, we spoke about the Rega in that Mishnah. So since we're referring back to that Mishnah, Patach Beregel, that's why we now use the word Regel. But Ein Hachinami, once we have the references to the Avos in the first Perek, according to this Ibois Ema, there is nothing wrong with discussing the Toldos out of the context of the Avos. The only thing is that then it wouldn't be a way to refer back to the closing Mishnah, the first Perek, where the first Perek indeed takes for itself the vision of the categories and the hidden meanings within the relationships of the categories and the names, etc. There I don't have any question. Obviously I'm going to call it Rega. So the Shaila is over here. Is this parak structured along references to the first parak? So then we're stuck with the words that we use. There we said Rega. We use Rega here. Or do we look at it as on its own, operative on its own? Then we say the first parak. Then maybe in Achinami, any time that we discuss Rega, we'll mention the Av first and the Tolda the second. But that's not necessarily the case. So we have two different approaches, which are very fundamental approaches, how to look at the entire structure of the second parak's relationship to the first structure, first parak. It sounds like a small issue, but indeed it actually teaches us a lot about the way Rebbe structured the Mishnayos. Tanu Rabban, behema mu'edet la'alech kedarka l'shabbat. When we said in the Mishnah that a behema goes along and damages, what do we mean? Because this was our list of toldos. Well, a behemoth that goes into a chotzer of the nizik, and it's mazika begufa derechilucha, either with its body or besa'ara, or maybe with its hair that's sticking out derechilucha, something gets entangled in that and breaks, or buukav she'alea, or it's got a halter or a shlif she'alea, it's carrying these carrying bags, beprumbia shebepia, it's got a bit in its mouth, bezug shebetzavara, it's got a bell that's ringing. Or a chamor is carrying enormous masa. These chamors are carrying around in the rova all of the kerosene. We always used to buy our kerosene off of a chamor. I think now they've changed things. Maybe we don't use kerosene anymore. Do they deliver kerosene not with a chamor in the rova? It used to be there was no way to get in. The chamor b'masa. Oh, so in all these cases, b'shalim nezek shalim. Sumcha says, well, I'm not so sure about that. I was going to ask about this in a moment because it's a non sequitur. Tzrorot, you're talking about kicking things. Or a chazir, shayan over bashpa, or a piggy that was going around poking its nose in a garbage pail, causing damage, VZ. Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Undoubtedly not. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, what do you mean? He was damaging? I mean, obviously, if he damages directly with his snout, why would that be any different than any other rega? But so now the Chiddush says, until now, we never talked about snouts. We always talked about horns and tails and feet and teeth. They were all part of the regal. Now you're telling me a big Chiddush, so is a piggy snout. So what about a cheetah? No. Elaimi, he teased me, Zeke. It's poking around in a garbage pail, and in poking, it throws out somebody's discarded PlayStation, which now hits somebody's beautiful vase and breaks it. So you're talking about a case of tzroros. So in that case, we'd be Mishalim Nezek Shalem. Now, obviously, Sumchus holds that even tzrorot, any type of tzrorot, normal tzrorot, PlayStation tzrorot, you pay Nezek Shalem. The problem is, of course, tzrorot. Man doch hashmei. Who is it talking about tzrorot over here? And all of a sudden you're talking to me about tzrorot. Well, you had something to say, so you pretend you had something to say about what I said. I never talked about that. Well, but clearly, Kitzurim Achasra. We left out that piece to be filled in by your own capable human mind that has a tendency to fill in things even when it's not supposed to fill in things. And what it should have said clearly is that the Tanakhama said, Tzrorot ki urchayu. If it's just knocking things about having walked normally, it's chatzi nezek. And a chazir, shayah nover bashpa v'yitiz v'yizik. So if he throws out the guy's broken PlayStation, he's mishalim chatzi nezek. Comes along, now Sumchas to respond. Sumchas, no. Tzrorot kedarke. And chazir, shayah nover bashpa v'yitiz v'yizik. Is mishalim nezek shalim because of the fact that Sumchas holds that tzrorot is nezek shalim, which we're going to see speak out in a moment. Now we talked about the tarnagol over here, but of course tarnagolim also fly. We never discussed a flying regal. Well, they do. Not long distances, but they do. So tarnagolim shayum africhim imakon lemakon. How about now where these tarnagolim were flying about, v'shavru kelim bekanfeihem, and they break things with their wings. That's b'shalim nezek shalim. That's their feet, basically. And how about b'ruach shebekanfeihem? How about with the air that they move with the wings? Ah, that's tzroros. So if you're knocking about air, it's no different than knocking about PlayStations. And therefore, they're b'shalim chatzi nezek for the ruach of Kanfeihem. So this is now the full extent of the abstraction of regel and of tzroros. We could be talking about a gaz. That's also tzroros. Gaz, G-A-S. You're back. Welcome, Abba. What a joy.
Why does the word pick a chazir to teach this?
Ah, the charsamena chazir miyar, actually, the Rishonim bring over here. The Lashon of Nover is the Targum of Icharsamena, which is a reference back to Esav, which is a reference to the Avot Nezikim, actually, the Malchios, the Arba Aves Nezikim, the Kenega, the Arba Malchios. So we want to, as I mentioned, the issues like that yesterday. There's a lot of these hidden issues here throughout. Anyway, that's a good point. We're going to get there. Sumchas Omer, in this case, it would be Nezek Sholeh. Tanya Idak, another bright that says, Tarnagolim shayu mehatsin agabe isa ve'agabe perot. You have now tarnagolim that are jumping about or pecking on an is, on a dough, or on perot, and they got it all dirty. Or nikro, or they pecked it with their snouts. The mishalim, with their bills, mishalim nezek shalem. So there they would pay nezek shalem because it's regular damage, regel, begufam. But if they were hopping about in the yard in Helo Afaro Tzrorot, now they get dirt in the Isan, dirt on the payroll, then they would only pay Chatzi Nezek because they threw that dirt there, and that is now second-order damages, which is called Tzrorot. Again, Sumchas Omer, Nezek Shalem. Another brighter says, Tanidach Tarnagol Shayam Afriach Mimakom Lamakom, a Tarnagol, flying about from place to place, V'yatz Taruach Mitachat Kenafav V'shibrat HaKelim, and air comes from underneath its wings and breaks something. Mishalem chatzi nezek, doesn't say over there anything about nezek sholem. That indeed is a stam brayta going alibi de rabbon. Omar Rava, I don't understand like the machlokas, sumchis in the rabbon. I mean, bin shlem is sumchis. Look, I mean, sumchis is consistent. He's telling you pay nezek sholem. Obviously, he holds kocho kegufo dami. That what we look at when we talk about damages is we look at the source of the energy. We don't look at the item that actually causes the damage. So that this is a further abstraction of a mazik. A mazik, you're saying, regel doesn't really mean a foot. Regel means anything that's done, but you never talked about anything that's done with the agency or anything that's done with the energy of the agency. So it comes along Srumkas to clarify that the idea of tsroros is the energy of the agency. So that would mean that he holds the same thing. What's the difference if you do it with your foot or with you do it with a rock to whom the foot energy was communicated? It's the same idea. That makes sense. But the Rabbanan, they don't make sense at all. Because, I mean, if you hold it, koko is kegufo, so then you pay for the full damages. But where the heck would you come up with the idea that it's sort of half and half? I mean, how could it be half and half? Either it is, it's considered to be part of the nezek. Or it's not considered to be part of the nezek. So, I kegufo dami, kula nezek boi l'shalem, you'd have to pay the full nezek. The I lav kegufo dami, if you hold that koko is lav kegufo, then chatzin nezek nami lo l'shalem, you shouldn't be paying anything. But where do you come up with the idea of chatzin nezek? Hadar amar Rava, then Rava said, the truth is, obviously, given no additional information, everybody would agree that the nature of a mazik is the energy, not the particular body part or that which the energy is conveyed to. That's unimportant. So that would all be the same mazik. And if it comes to other issues where we don't have a din of tsrorot, then we would always say that we look at the source of the energy. So it's always nezek shalem. The din of chatzi nezek tsrorot is indeed something that comes out of thin air. Because chatzi nezek tsrorot is hilchata gemirela. That is something that I've learned. Halacha misina. Halacha l'mashe misina. And nobody could come up with that on their own. Doesn't make any sense. When we talk about a toldoteim lavka yotzebe, and that's what we should arbitrarily say, it's sort of halfway. It would be an either-or situation. If it hadn't been that, we would have had halacha l'mashe misina, which Sumchas wasn't mekabo. Nobody taught him that halacha. Therefore, he wasn't mekabo. And by him, we have a chatzi nezek. And that's all. In tam l'mua. Dorash Rava, my dichtiv, you mukshalim lefanecha. Ve'eta pecha, say by him, omrim, yod, v'nei kadosh baruch hu, ribonon shel olam, afilu b'sha'a, she'osim tzedaka, hachshilim b'vnei adam, she'enam mehuganim, kedei shelo yikablu alayhem sachar. V'chvod asu lo b'moto, melamit shoshiva yeshiva al kivro. Pligi bar Rabbi Natan, rabon, chadam ha-shlosha yamim, chadam ha-shiva, v'am ila shloshim, tan rabon. וכבוד עשו לו במותו זה חזקיהו מלך יהודה, שיצאו לפניו למד וב, אלף חלוצי כתף. דיבר רבי ירום אלה ומלחם יאמנו, לא לבני אחתב זה כרדנת, אלא שהניחו ספר תורה על מיטתו ואמרו, כי אם זה, מה שכתוב בזה, ויעיד נעמי אבדין הנוחי, וי, אפו כמפקינה, but הנוחי לא מנחינן, or maybe even הנוחי נעמי מנחינן, but we're certainly not going to say כי אם, Amar Abba Bar Bachana, it's not true either. Begav lina ba'adid Rabbi Yochanan. L'mishal shmaitita, kaviyah l'bita kise. V'avibina min amilta, lo porchilat ad amashi yadim arach tfilon l'mavarach v'ano amala. He said, I feel kiyam amrina. We made lo amrina. Wow, Amar my God, oh Talmud, shemevi li day maisa. Lo kasha, ala nigmar, holy agmure. Amri Yochanan, mishumre, bishumre, bayochai. Ma'irich div ashrechem zorei akumai, mishalche regal ashrof v'achamor. כל העוסק בתורה בגמילות חסדים, זוכר לנחלת שני שבטים, שנאמר, אשריכם זורעי, אין זריעה לצדקה, שם הזירו לכם לצדקה, וקיצו לפי חסד, ואין בית על התורה שבהר קוצר מלך לבית, וזוכר לנחלת שני שבטים, זוכר לחילק יוסף, תחליט בן פורת יוסף, בנות צעדה על אישור, וזוכר לנחלת יששכר, תחליט יששכר חמור גורם, אית אמרי אויביו נופלים לפניו כי יוסף תכתיב בהם עמים ינגח יחדיו אפסי ארץ וזוכה לבינה כי יששכר תכתיב ובני יששכר יודעי בינה לעיתים לדעת מה יעשה ישראל כיצד הרגל מועדת לשבר בדרך הילוכה הבהמה מועדת להלך כדרכה לשבר הייתה מבעט את אושר יוצרות מנצים מתחת רגליה ושברת הכלים משלם חצי נזק דרסה על הכלי ושברתו ונפל על הכלי אחר ושברו על הראשון משלם נזק שלם ועל האחרון משלם חצי נזק התרנגולים מועדים להלך כדרכה לשבר הידליל קשור ברגליו או שהיה מהדס ומשבר את הכלים משלם חצי נזק. אומר לי, רבינה לרבה. You didn't say anything with the Mishnah. היינו רגע לעין הבאימה. אומר לי, תנא אבות וקטני תודות. אלא מיית הסייפה דקטני השן מועדת, הבאימה מועדת. מה אבות, מה תודות איקה? אבל כמר אלה ביטוח, אומר לי, אוקיי, אמא שנו יחודה, now it's your turn. עד שני יחודה, ותאי מומד. אומר רבה, שיטת השן דחיה, או קטני שן דבאימה. סער כדאי לך מינה ושילחת בעירוקתי, בהימה אין חיה לא. כמה שמות החיה בכלל בהימה. יוחי, עמי בא אלה מיתה ברשע? נא, ודעתי לה מדרושך, אביב עלי. יוחי, רשע נעמיד לתנא, הידה לא כתיבה ברשע. אחי, השתעת מיני ונימי אבות נינו. אך, דעתי לה מדרושך, אביב עלי. הוחה, what are you trying to tell me? שווי גב, אתה ניטול דה. היא בא את אימה, maybe we would. But I did a סולי מרגע, פתח ברגע. תן רבות. בהמה מועדת להלך כדרכה לשבר כיצד? בהמה שנכנסה לחצר הנזק וזיקה בגופה דרך הילוכה ובסערה דרך הילוכה בהוקף שלה, בשליף שלה, בפרומביה שבפיה, בזוג שבצבורה וחמור בבשאו משלם נזק שלם. סומכס אומר, צרורות וחזיר שהיינו ובהשפע והזיק משלם נזק שלם. הזיק? פשיטה. אלא אם התיז והזיק משלם נזק שלם. צרורות? מה נדח השמיו? נחסורים וחזו החידוני. צרורות כי יורחה אל חצי נזק, חזיר שהיינו ובאש ואיתיז ואיזיק משלם חצי נזק, סומכס אומר נאונו, צרורות חזיר שהיינו ובאש ואיתיז ואיזיק משלם נזק שלם. תודה רבה נתן הגול, הם שהיו מפריחים ממקום למקום, ושברו כלים בכנפיהם משלם נזק שלם, ברוח של כנפיהם משלם חצי נזק. שום חסום הנזק שלם. תניח את הנגדו שלי בעצין אגב איסב אגב איפר ותינפו ניקרו משלם נזק שלם. בת אלו אפרו צרורות משלם חצי נזק. שום חסום אומר, even there נזק שלם. תניח את הנגדו שלי מפריע במקום לא גביע צרורות בדחת נגדה ושיבת את הכלים משלם חצי נזק. This one is stomach rabbonet. אומר רב בישלם בשום חוס, I understand. כזו וכוחו כגוף אדומי. אלא רבונן, I mean, if you hold כל כגוף אדומי, כולה נזק פה לשלם. אילב כגוף אדומי, חצי נזק נעמי לא לשלם. הודו אומר רב, אלא יעולם כגוף אדומי. וחצי נזק צרורות, הלכת גמירי לה. דו,